pulled out on the first bank he came to, and he hopped home across the meadow with his Macintosh all in tatters. "What a mercy that was not a pike," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "I have lost my rod and basket. But it does not much matter, for I'm sure I should never have dared to go fishing again." He put some sticking plaster on his fingers, and his friends both came to dinner. He could not offer them fish, but he had had something else in his larder. Sir Isaac Newton wore his black and gold waistcoat, and Mr. Alderman Ptolemy Tortoise brought a salad with him in a string bag. And instead of a nice dish of minnows, they had a roasted grasshopper with ladybird sauce, which frogs consider a beautiful treat, but I think it must have been nasty. The end. Raggedy Ann and the Fairy's Gift. All the dolls were tucked snugly in their little doll beds for the night, and the large house was very still. Every once in a while, Fido would raise one ear and partly open one eye, for his keen dog sense seemed to tell him that something was about to happen. Finally, he opened both eyes, sniffed into the air and, getting out of his basket and shaking himself, he trotted across the nursery to Raggedy Ann's bed. Fido put his cold nose in Raggedy Ann's neck. She raised her head from the little pillow.